Hello, everyone. Welcome to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News Magazine. I'm your host, Danny Jones. Thanks for tuning in. Our guest today, Kevin Anderson. Now, that name may not be very familiar to you, but I can assure you that if you enjoy any part of Singing News Radio, Singing News Magazine, this man is involved. And Kevin, welcome. We're glad that you're here today.
Thank you for having me today. It is an honor to be here.
And we appreciate you making that long journey to be over here with us today.
It was an awfully long walk down the hallway to the studio.
Yeah, probably all of 80, 90 feet, perhaps.
It took a long time.
Yeah, but we're glad that you're here. And what I was alluding to a few moments ago, Kevin is the general manager of the Salem Media Group, the Nashville division. And under that roof, there are several different things that combine to make a very big plate for Kevin. And to save me the trouble of getting it all messed up, why don't you just run down what's on your plate?
Well, there are three national radio networks that probably combined our programming. We're probably looking at 400 or 500 stations, multiple syndicated programs of which you're involved in as well. And then, of course, there are three FM stations here on the ground in Nashville. And then we have an online publication, CCM Magazine. And then, of course, the one that you're the grand poobah of, Singing News Magazine, which that alone could be a full-time job for anybody in my role. But the great news is we do have Danny Jones and we do have Rick Francis and an amazing team to put out that publication every month. So, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But there's a lot of great people around us to make those things come together.
Exactly. And the best part about it, it's all for the cause of gospel music and the message that gospel music represents. Whether it's CCM, Singing News, whatever your favorite style of gospel music is, there's some of it right here on the fourth floor of this building in Nashville. Kevin, how did you get involved in the world of gospel music?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home. People say that a lot. My father was a pastor. And, of course, what I was hearing played out of the record player every Sunday morning was Southern gospel music. I didn't know that. That was just music that my mother loved and the family listened to. And it was the Inspirations and the Kingsmen and the Rambos. But I didn't know that was called Southern gospel music. It was church music. I grew up believing, honestly, that Aunt Jeannie, who was sort of the aunt who sang the specials every Sunday, that I thought she wrote God on a Mountain. I had no idea that was the McCamies, and it was the biggest song ever in our industry. I didn't know there was an industry, so I didn't grow up listening to Southern gospel music. I grew up listening to music that just so happened to be called Southern gospel music. And then, of course, as I became older, I began to listen to Southern gospel radio myself. I figured out, oh my gosh, this is an actual genre. I got to tell you, I didn't know what contemporary Christian music was because all I listened to was Southern gospel music.
Your earliest days involved with this music, you were selling advertising here in Nashville. And how did you get from the farm, if you will,
It's an interesting story. I grew up on the farm, but I honestly ended up working in retail a lot of hours. And I was that dad that would drive to work on Saturdays and go by the gas station and see kids in baseball caps and dads getting ready to go take their kids to the baseball games. And I wanted that. My oldest son at the time was only two or three. And I really began to pray, Lord, just put me in a position that I can be that dad, that I can spend that kind of time with my family, and in the course of that, also glorify you. It was a very simple prayer. And one morning, I was literally standing in the kitchen at 7 a.m. No, it was earlier than that. It was 6 a.m., and I was ironing a shirt, getting ready to go into work. And I was listening to Solid Gospel 105 out of Murfreesboro. And I heard them talk about what was called a market maker position, which at that time was what they called sales positions. And I called. And I called at 6 a.m. And I thought, nobody's going to be there but the DJ. And just so happened, Jim Cumbie, the owner of the Solid Gospel Radio Network at the time, answered the phone. He was always in at 5:30. He was always in early. And he answered the call. And we went from, did you feel the position, to would you be interested, to an interview at Shoney's about a week later. And there I was 2 weeks later on the streets in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, selling Southern Gospel Radio, by which, by the way, I knew nothing about selling radio. Now, I had sold books door-to-door in college, so I knew how to sell. But I didn't know about radio, and I didn't know about couldn't tell the difference from a studio to the remote vehicle. By the way, we didn't have a remote vehicle at the time, so I learned it the hard way. But I knew this. I knew I had been called to it, and to this day, I know I've been called to it. So that's a good news. For 25 years, I've been able to sleep very well at night, knowing that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
As you've come along in the world of gospel music, you've seen a lot of changes. For example, in the magazine part, you've watched the progression from traditional print to more of a digital world. You've seen radio undergo several different changes. If you were able to zero in on the single biggest change that has affected Christian music in general, what would you think that change? What would you identify as that change?
Well, it would certainly be the ability to stream music and to be able to download music. Sure, what it really did was it gave all music a bigger platform. It was really hard to find Southern gospel music 25, 30 years ago, even in a lot of your local Christian bookstores. Now, with a few keystrokes, you can listen to anybody you want to. You can download the Singing News Radio app and hear some of the best Southern gospel music out there being played. And that didn't exist. If you didn't have a radio station in your hometown, you had to buy a lot of CDs and before that, cassettes, before that, LPs, which people did, and they still have these great collections. But today, if you want to hear a song from the mid-50s and find out and hear the Blackwood Brothers singing that song on the stage at the Ryman, I mean, you could probably Google that and pull that up. Now, what it did not do is it did not kill radio. In fact, what you're seeing right now in the streaming world is those streaming systems trying to replicate radio. I'll give you some extreme examples. They really, instead of having these broad playlists where it's very eclectic, they have their music set up within different genres. I mean, if you want to hear stuff from Jimmy Buffett, there's a Jimmy Buffett channel. If you like Zach Brown, there's a Zach Brown channel. So really, all radio has done over the years is just cater their list, their songs that they play to the audience that they want to attract. And streaming has now figured that out, because honestly, I'm not sure any of us, Danny, want to take the time to build our own sort of playlists anymore. That was kind of cool when the iPod came out, 20 years ago, or how long it's been, 15 years ago. But now it's like, I just want to turn on music that fits my mood. And radio programmers are really good at doing that if they know their audience. If they'll forget about what they like, but really learn what their audience likes, audience really will pay attention to, they can really score big. But streaming certainly changed everything for everybody. And those who couldn't adjust, they're just not here anymore.
All right. Going forward, what do you see as the biggest challenge that the Christian music industry is facing?
Well, I don't know if that's any different, because writing a great song is really hard. Writing a great song with staying power is amazingly difficult. And here's the great news about writing a great song in our genre is we can lean on the Holy Spirit to communicate lyrics and words and just drop them right in your lap if you're that kind of writer. Great songs stand the test of time. Are able to overcome any challenge in content delivery, and they seem to just make it through somehow, some way. But that's the challenge there. It's just to make sure that we're getting great music, to the masses. Other challenges, I mean, you can always talk about financial challenges. It's not getting any cheaper to run radio stations, but with our radio network, we're making that a much more affordable thing you can do in your very own hometown. Mm-hmm. So that's not getting any cheaper. So while we may be losing radio stations, we can still push out great radio station local programming. You can still get great Southern gospel music through those local stations if they'll let us help them, and they can do it cost effectively. In the end, money is the fuel that drives the engine. We have to get people to understand just how amazing this audience is. That's not a new story for us to tell. And as soon as we can, if we get better at communicating that, then advertisers will come and they'll help fund it. You know, we, you and I are not in an industry where we're going on the air and asking for dollars to support us. We sell advertising that delivers an audience that ultimately will grow a business. So I'm not, we don't compete with ministries. We don't compete with nonprofits. We're not in there trying to get you to give $30 a month so we can stay on the air, which means we've got to be really good storytellers. We have to know our audience really well. We have to know how that audience matches up with the advertiser. But it's a big challenge. But I am not convinced that it's any more difficult now than it was, you know, 20, 25 years ago. It may have been easier in the 60s. Maybe it was easier in the 50s. But if we ask those guys, they would say the same things we're saying today.
Yeah, still a challenge.
You know, yeah, yeah, it's still a challenge. So, but I haven't found anything worthwhile in life that isn't a challenge. If it's easy, it's probably not right.
Exactly.
In my world.
Yeah. Our guest today is Kevin Anderson of the Salem Media Group. And, of course, one of the things that Kevin is involved with is Singing News Magazine. And Singing News Magazine, even after 50 years, is still one of the best ways to keep up with everything that's going on in the world of Southern gospel music. So you need Singing News Magazine coming to your mailbox each and every month. And if you're not receiving the magazine every month, here's how we can fix that for you. One call to 800-527-5226 will take care of that, and you will be receiving Singing News Magazine to your mailbox every month, or you can go to singingnews.com. So make sure you do that. It has lots of great things from the world of Southern gospel music, album reviews, concert information, even a recipe page, and all sorts of articles about your favorite artists. So 800-527-5226. You're listening to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News Magazine. And I am about to strangle for some reason there, Troy. Our engineer, Troy Peach, my faithful sidekick, is with us again today. And he is here just in case I pass out and can call the insurance company on our behalf. Our guest today, Kevin Anderson of Salem Media Group. Kevin, talk to us a little bit about your pride and joy, your family.
Oh, gosh. I have four children and then four grandchildren. So my children are 16, 19, 25, and 28. My oldest is, she has four grandchildren. She's 28 years old and has four children herself. And they're just anywhere from one to seven. And they're just a bundle of energy. We say all the time, though, my wife and I are relatively young grandparents. So our patience level when it comes to the grandkids is probably a lot less than normal. We are ready for them to leave after a couple, 3 hours. Now, I'm sure that will change. Mm-hmm. We're blessed that they live close to us, so we can bring them in and shoo them out just on a whim. But, you know, love those kids. My daughter's a business owner. My son-in-law is a great young man. I had the opportunity to baptize him, and he's a hard worker. You know, son number two is an Army Ranger. So he is in parts unknown, doing things unknown, and I'm very proud of him. He's one of the defenders out there for us, for our country. Great young man, and doing some pretty hard things. And then the 19-year-old decided, Dad, I don't want you to pay for my college. I'm just going to sit out, and I'm going to make my own money. So, which is a blessing. We love that. Connor is a hardworking young man. He actually sells cars for a living for a friend of mine. He owns a car dealership. And then the 16-year-old, she's the baby of the family, and like most, she does no wrong. She is absolutely perfect in every way, and just ask her mama. So it's we're closer to the end from an empty nest perspective than we are the beginning, and candidly, I'm a little excited about that. I think my wife may have more of a struggle with it than I do, but I know they always end up coming back, right?
Exactly. So let's look 25, 30, 40 years down the road, when Kevin Anderson is sitting in his recliner and he's looking back over his life and his career, what do you hope you'll be able to say as you look back and say, all right, did I achieve everything that I wanted to? Did I hit a 10 perfect mark with my family? What do you really want to say the most?
Well, it's interesting to me when I think about my journey in this thing. It has been, when I got into the radio business, I didn't mean to get into the radio business, didn't mean to get in media. I simply had a prayer, prayed to the Heavenly Father, put me in a position where I can earn enough to be with my family, and at the same time glorify you, which is a simple prayer. I didn't know it was going to be this. So he answered that prayer, and 25 years later, he's answered that prayer, continues to answer that prayer. So looking back, we've had the honor to start a lot of things and start a lot of businesses, but I think if any dad is really honest with himself, he's really going to look at that legacy of who did I leave behind from a child. I want to impact lives, and I want to change lives, and we get to do that every day in what we do. But if the cobbler's kids have no shoes— If the children and those closest to me get neglected in my striving to grow these businesses, then I have failed. And Danny, I'll just have to tell you, while I haven't been perfect, I haven't failed in that. I was at the baseball games, the dance recitals, the cheerleading competitions, the track and field competitions. I spent time with all four of those guys. They got the best of me in most cases. My wife of 27, going on 28 years. Has been right there with me by my side. We've got a great relationship. Man, if you get to the end of this thing and still have your family and they still like you, that's a win. Mm-hmm. As far as checking the box and, what did I do for the kingdom? The Lord knows that. We're all going to lay down our crowns at his feet. We're all going to look at our righteousness as filthy rags. We're all going to have that same thing we're confronted with about doing more. But we all know that's where Jesus comes in and covers that with grace, and we're going to be able to rock on and spend time in eternity with him. So in my rocking chair, I will tell you that my goal has to not to live a life of regret. I wished I would have, because it does no real good. But, man, I get to the end of this thing, being surrounded by family and grandkids and all of that, I'll take that. I'll go with that.
All right. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. In fact, that should be the goal of most people. One big question that we ask a lot of people from the world of gospel music, this is, in your opinion, and there's no right or wrong answer here, in your opinion, what do you think is the single biggest shot in the arm that gospel music could receive right now?
Well, I think, again, the access to the music is huge, right? I mean, that's a shot in the arm that people need to know. If they really love Southern gospel music, they can listen to it anytime they want to. And just exposing more and more people to this genre of music is a big win. Candidly, we're looking at a time where those who did such a great job of getting it out even more are sort of backing off and getting out. So we've got a whole new crop and crew coming up. We need events that are marketed well. We need to make sure that when the people come to these events, that there is equal parts entertainment and ministry that go into this thing, so it can be an enjoyable experience. The biggest shot in the arm would be, for me, is just exposure. Mm-hmm. It get people in the room. The place where the rubber meets the road for us is the live event, right? If you can ever get someone to a Southern Gospel concert, go see Troy and the guys and the Perrys, and go see some of these groups out there, they'll be fans. They'll get it if they go. That's always kind of been my thing. You'll get it if you go. And then you'll start looking for how you can get it on a daily basis. You buy the concert T-shirt because you want to capture the moment. I was a kid raised, and I listened to probably a lot of music that I shouldn't have, but I wanted to buy that T-shirt to let everybody know that I'd been to that show. People buy the CD at Southern Gospel concerts for kind of the same thing, except they really want to take that memory home with them. But we got to get them to these live events. We got to get them to where you are, selling Singing News Magazine. We got to get them to where Troy and the guys are. If we can get them there, it'll change them. It'll change them. And for goodness sakes, we also know when we get them there, we've got a real good shot at these people who don't know Christ to find in the Lord, which will make all the difference in the world, which is what the standard we're going to be held to anyway.
Right. All right, folks, you have been visiting today with Kevin Anderson of Salem Media Group. If you would like to contact Kevin, how do they do that?
Oh, gosh, you can email me at kanderson@salemmusicnetwork.com. That's kanderson, S-A-L-E-M, salemmusicnetwork.com. If we want to get right down to it, I've got a cell phone number, and I'm happy to talk to folks at 615-202-9167. just understand that I'm here to talk to you about business. So when you call me, don't ask me why we aren't playing, you know, the Perry's newest single, although we probably are. But if we're not, don't call me for those reasons, because I don't make those decisions. I let people a lot smarter than I decide what is heard coming out of these speakers. And you guys, you know, by and large, none of you do what you're told anyway. So I just, it's a waste of my time to try to give that direction. So,
and you heard it here first on Danny's Diary, the podcast powered by Singing News Magazine. Our guest today has been Kevin Anderson. Kevin, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
And folks, be listening for the next episode of Danny's Diary right here.